Friends, the story of Pentecost helps us to discover something of the power and presence of God's Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit might be like. If you don't get the answers to these questions, then we'll have to restart the whole thing. But can anyone tell me of one way in which the Holy Spirit appears? And I'll give you a clue that the question's answer isn't about fire, the first question anyway. What do? We wind. The answer's wind. Can anyone tell me something about what the wind is like? From your own experience, perhaps?
Can be strong.
It what? It moves things. Indeed it does. If it's strong enough, it certainly moves things.
Can take your breath away.
You can't see it, but you know it's there. It also generates energy. I'll tell you, when I was at sea, I was on honeymoon with Leandro. But we were at sea. Literally at sea, I mean. And we ended up going through a hurricane, or the tail end of a hurricane. So we're on the ship, and the swells are 12 meters high. So you can imagine. And the wind is blowing like, it was unbelievable. And I went up on what we call the Monkey Island, right at the top above the bridge where they steer the ship. And I'm quite heavy, like I weigh 110 kilograms. So I leaned into the wind and it kept me upright. It was just unbelievably powerful. If you drive into the Scottish countryside, what do you see dotted on the hills? You see these massive turbines. I'm not a big fan of them, but I understand that it's a good way of generating energy. How else does the Holy Spirit appear in our story this morning? Like?
Fire.
And as I thought of the fire, I thought of the Shekinah of God in the Old Testament, and God appeared to the Israelites as what? A pillar of?
Fire.
And I think that's got something to do with what happened at Pentecost. What is fire like?
Hot.
It's hot.
Bright.
It's bright. If I lit something and put it on someone's, I wouldn't do it, but it's catching. Fire is also a very powerful form of energy. And for the disciples of Jesus, the Holy Spirit filled their lives. And after all that had taken place in their lives, He gave them new energy. Energy that they used to go out and demonstrate or show the love of God in Jesus to people who had never felt it or seen it before. The Spirit of God helped them, enabled them to be like their master, to be like Jesus. Now there's always been a lot of speculation around the Holy Spirit of God, and I don't think it helped that people used to call Him the Holy Ghost. I don't think that was helpful. Some people still call the Holy Spirit the Holy Ghost. And some have understood Him to be a bit like Santa Claus who dishes out a gift here and there so that people can often feel better about themselves. We see people fighting about these things at the church in Corinth. Hence Paul's letters to them. And I believe we can understand the work of God's Spirit in a far simpler way. Because I find it amazing and ironic that the gift of the Holy Spirit caused so much fighting among people who thought they were better than their brothers and sisters in Christ because they could speak in a tongue or they could prophesy, etc. When the entire point of the Holy Spirit was to enable people to be more like Jesus. Not in the way they spoke in tongues or prophesied, but in the way they loved God and loved each other. And Paul said we can do all sorts of incredible things, but if we do not have love and show love, we are noisy gongs and clanging cymbals. We are, in Paul's own words, nothing. And so I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment. And imagine another image. We've got fire, we've got wind. And I'd like to give you a simple image of how we can understand God's Holy Spirit. Imagine, if you will, a spider's web. A beautiful, perfect spider's web. All the strands joining each other, moving outwards from the middle in almost concentric circles. Now imagine God in the center. And each spot or point where a strand joins another as a human being. Each human being touched by a strand of web coming from the center, coming from God. Each strand, friends, is love. Each strand is the Holy Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit is the love that binds us to God and binds us to one another. The Holy Spirit fills, touches us, and fills us with the love of God, and leads us and guides us and enables us or empowers us to simply walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to love as Jesus loves. And that wind and that fire, that presence of the Holy Spirit, is found wherever love is found. Because as we know and are told in Scripture, God is love. The wonderful thing sometimes about wind and fire is that you can't constrain them. And I believe it's the same with God's Spirit. We cannot tell God's Spirit who to touch and who not to touch. And so I believe, whether people know it or don't know it, wherever we find love and the fruits of the Spirit, there we find God's Spirit, God's presence. And hopefully people have their eyes open to realize where that all comes from. Amen.